Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey. I have an interesting story for you. It's one that I think I told a couple of years ago. I was reminded of it this week. A couple of years ago, I was asked to help an older woman who we attend the same services, church services, to help her. She called me, asked me to come down to her shop, which is near a downtown area. And she needed help with these dumpsters that have triggers on them and locks. They're well engineered, by the way, to keep homeless people from digging through those. And I went down, it was a Saturday morning, bright and early. I went down into that downtown area. I'm pulling, I'm pushing, giving it everything I have. And she's sitting there, we're trying to figure it out together. And from about a block away, the U.S. blocks are 100 yards or so, 100 meters. I hear this voice, and it says, "You're doing it wrong." And there's a gentleman who's a homeless guy yelling at us that we're breaking into this dumpster that this woman's paying for, that we're breaking into it wrong. So he proceeds to walk up, open it, and walk away. First of all, I was appreciative of him. And as I was reminded of this story, I was reminded of how indicative that is in today's world. If you want to know if this story really happened, it did, just like all my other stories. I'm not creative enough to make up new ones. But how is this indicative, Jeffrey? Many times in our service management, asset management, business continuity worlds, people from the outside, like us, try to do things because we own the tool. She owned the dumpster. So we think, my, we can do this. But it takes somebody with true expertise to be able to get it done. I know of a situation where an organization's trying to resolve their CMDB problems. Their CMDB problems have a little bit to do with the technology aspect. Discovery, reporting, attributes, you know, all that fun stuff. But it has the majority to do, 90%, with everything else. Stakeholder management, scope, governance, program, how to set it up right. And this organization's thinking, let me bring in somebody who's very technically sound and we'll add more integrations to this. We'll help the technology piece. I don't know if you've led any of these efforts to remedy and resolve CMDB problems, but I can tell you 100% certain that if they go that route, a year from now, they'll have the same problems. They will still have stakeholder problems. They'll still have issues with their technology teams owning their data. They'll still have more scope in their CMDB than they need. They still won't have a way to govern it. It takes somebody with expertise. And at that time, I was thinking when I was talking with them, you know, I know a lot of people in the industry, and there are probably five, maybe six people that know how to fix this issue for them. Thankfully, I feel like I'm one of them. And so if they choose a different direction, fine, that's fine. Because they're looking for the wrong type of solution. Just like my friend who asked me to come help open this dumpster. I didn't have that expertise. I saw everything as how strong am I to be able to push these levers together. And I tell this these stories because they happen in real life and they happen everywhere. People misunderstand the problems. They misunderstand how to solution these same business problems. Yes, you need technology. But at the same time, you also need the ability to put a bigger lens on and solve the business problem. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. We thank you for listening and being a part of what we do. And we ask that you help us spread the word. You help us as we try to grow our company. Follow and follow our company page. Help us get the word out. And let me know if your organization needs help, especially with CMDB or your service management organization. Have an awesome day. Bye.